Yochta, this is a summary lecture of what we worked on today, December 11th, Friday, in IED 359. We practiced two new sets, storytelling and news. These have some things in common because they both involve telling stories. So after practicing these sets, we had a discussion about the words nuyum and tsakyalam. These are what we can call two different genres of Kwakwala literature. A nuyum is, roughly speaking, an old story that has significance. It often teaches a lesson. Tsakyalam tends to be more recent information and tends to get translated as news. But neither one of these has a direct English translation. So one of the points of this discussion was to be careful about assuming that you have a ready translation for Tsakyalam or Nuyam. They might be translated in different ways depending on the situation. We might translate Nuyam as folktale, legend, myth, story, teaching. Tsakyalam we might translate as news, story, joke, information. Both of these words, Nuyam and Tsakyalam, have an action word version and a noun version. The action word version of Nuyam is Nusa, Nusa, telling a story. Nusatlin, I will tell a story, I will tell a folk tale. Nuyam is a thing, that is a noun. The action word for Tsakyalam is Tsakyathala. Tsakyathala means to tell, telling information, telling news, telling a recent story. Tsakathalas, gachen, tell me. Both of these form their noun with the softening ending Notice that nusa, the s in nusa, gets softened to y. Nusa nuyam. The barred l in tsakathala gets softened to a resonant l. Tsakathala, tsakalam. We saw one other example of the suffix today with the action word nunqua, which means to order. Its noun version is nunguanum. Nunqua, order it. Nunguanum, an order. I pointed out another significant thing in our storytelling and news sets today. When we talk about a story or news, we talk about it as D2. Masus nuyamh, what's your story? What are you going to talk about? Ikus nuyamh, that's a good story. Ikus tsakalam, good. You have good news. Notice the at the end of this, the back X, which indicates that it's D2. It's considered to be around us, even though stories are intangible. We can't see them or touch them, but it's considered to be in the D2 space. Compare that to my spirit or my feelings, which are represented by the word noke, ikin noke. Literally, my spirit is good. That's the usual way to say I'm happy. That is treated as D3. So even though spirit is intangible and stories are intangible, the language treats the spirit as not being here, that is D3, and a story as being here, that is D2. The main thing we've spent our time on today was what I call the storytelling activity. The storytelling activity is to take a fluent story told by a fluent speaker and simplify it to the point that a beginner can tell it off the top of their head. The first step that I recommend to beginners is to tell a short story of just four simple sentences. You need to keep them as simple as possible. If there's more than one to say more than one way to say something, use the simplest possible expression. Use only present tense if possible. There are times when it does make sense to use past or future tense, but you should do that only if you're already comfortable with it and if your students are comfortable with it. The first story that we practiced telling using this method was a Dzunukwa story. I simplified the Dzunukwa story to just four simple sentences. In English, it would be something like, "A wild woman is a big woman. She has a big basket. She takes children. Go home." In Kwakwala, I would tell that story like this: "Walas tzedaki dzunukwa. Walas leches. Dacha ginanam. Hagia netnaqu. Now, the way I just told that story is not very natural, but it is very simple, and I can do that off the top of my head without reading it. As soon as you can do that, then you're allowed to add embellishments to the story. So step two of the method is to start making the story a little more longer, a little more complicated, a little more interesting. You can start by adding appropriate glue words like la'am, la'mis. You can use the hearsay ending, la'e, when appropriate. So with some of those elaborations, the story might sound like this. Walas la'e tzedaki dzunuqa. Walas le'e leches. La nahui gilutla haginginanum. Hagia netnaku. When you practice telling stories using this method, you start with the simplest story possible and then gradually add elaborations. The next story that we practiced with is Candy for the Boy. Candy for the Boy is a story that we got from Diana's friend, and it goes something like this. Diana's friend told Diana that her grandfather would go to the store, and when he went, he would give the storekeeper a list of things that he wanted to buy. And that list said things like candy for the boy, gasoline for the boat, kerosene for the lamp, tea for the teapot, sugar for the tea. This story is going to be a little longer than our short Dzunukwa story, but here's one way to shorten it to down to just four sentences. My friend would tell a story. Ka yolin namuk. He went to order food. He went to the store. La lacha kilwilas. He wrote on a paper. Kata lachis quaguas. Candy for the boy. Candy ka'eda babagwam. Once you can tell that story off the top of your head, then you can start adding elaborations. Heem.